Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, July 27th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Justin, VK7TW, 28.525 MHz by Any Takers, and UHF CB Channel 24, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC, and as a trial HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in the Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA, weekly wrap-up. VKFF will be issuing special certificates to operators who activate a VKFF park on National Tree Day, 27 July 2025, and the World Ranger Day, 31 July 2025. These special events are a great way to support awareness around conservation and park protection, while also adding some bling to your certificate collection. VK7MAT took part in the Support Your Parks weekend by activating three parks over consecutive days. His original plan was to activate up to four parks on the first day, but the weather had other ideas. Upon arriving at his first park, Matt was met with snow and strong winds. His second choice offered no improvement. With similar conditions, undeterred, he descended the mountain and found a more sheltered spot at Fairy Glade State Reserve despite heavy rain. Matt managed to activate the reference. From there, Matt moved to Blackjack Hill Reserve, and on the following day, he activated Fanny's Bay Conservation Area. Over the course of the weekend, he logged 81 contacts, including 9 park-to-park, using his ICOM IC705 running 10 watts. Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN, and Peter, VK7ZPE, made their way to the summit of Mount Stronach near Scottsdale. The granite peak stands at 490 metres and provides excellent views across the northeast region. During the afternoon, they made 24 contacts, including one from France. So far in 2025, VK7 activators and hunters have recorded great results across all programs. Activators have made 4,087 contacts, while hunters have logged over 2,000 contacts. These figures highlighted continued participation and support from the VK7 amateur radio community. Hope to catch you on the air. 73, Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Puro Information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at 11 July is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have recently moved or if you have recently received or changed your call sign, please advise your new details to Herman at aussiemail.com.au. 73, Herman, VK7HW, Manager, WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV Nights, a light-hearted net that saw the following participants: VK7s, EV, ZGK, AX, 00, TW, ZCF and ZAB, all sharing over 40 photos. The main theme was a car show day with scale vintage roadsters, Series 1 Land Rover, tracked tractors and motorbikes. Other highlights were good evening from a Grand Poobah, the famous Raffles Hotel in Singapore, a mural in Darwin, Mount Claude Fire Tower and snow on Mount Wellington, a Morse code workstation with a wooden sounder, a decoded SSTV picture of 50th anniversary of the Apollo-Soyuz mission, an unimpressed cat with your last QSO, a group flatulence sessions, the political race off a cliff, the dangers of an unstable cliff that you might die, the binoculars you need some time to see clearly with, a few more years of roadworks on the Midlands Highway, traffic lights to push bikes and horse riders, and do electricians listen to AC/DC or something more current? Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected the VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with Papa Alpha 3 Alpha Delta Echo and Papa Charlie 1 Kilo in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week at 6:30 p.m. but will not close it until 11:30 p.m. giving the international stations more time. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you've missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTUC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club by monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 2nd August 2025 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated. If you are listening to this broadcast on Sunday, then, with a bit of luck, NTUC members and volunteers are currently finishing the last of the packing up of the checkpoints, repeater and the communications trailer. After that, hopefully, has been a successful equine endurance ride held at Santorina Park, Scottsdale, this weekend. All this work will undoubtedly be interspersed with consumption of the renowned egg and bacon rolls from the ride base canteen. With a bit of luck, the weather will be kind to us, and we will finish packing and disperse, making our way back home to Hobart and Launceston. Thank you to all who assisted, and I'm sure there will be a roundup to follow in a future broadcast. Now let us dive into the fascinating world of toroidal components with our hands-on toroid test and measure presentation by Trevor, VK7TB. Trevor will demystify the toroid colour code system from red T37-12 to yellow T68-6 and beyond, so you can select the right core for your frequency range and power level, or are the painted on colours just for the decoration of some manufacturers. Whether you're building balance filters or matching networks, understanding toroids is key to cleaner signals and better performance. This session will attempt to cover some of the following: color code identification for popular cores, ferrite or soft iron core centers, frequency response and core saturation, inductance and Q factors or quality factor measurement, testing tools that can be used, and maybe even some DIY winding techniques. If all goes well, then the testing oscilloscope display should be available on the large screen monitor for easier viewing, and there is only a couple of hours available for this presentation. We will see what can be covered. I'm sure Trevor might be tempted into a follow-up session for the remainder and maybe even covering the now ubiquitous nano-VNAs and other tools like LCR meters to evaluate your toroids with accuracy. Presentation to be held at the club rooms on Wednesday, the 6th of August, about 7:30 p.m. This presentation is perfect for beginners and seasoned operators alike, as it will blend theory with practical demonstrations. So bring up your questions, your curiosity, and your toroids. Upcoming events. Amateur license training. Peter VK7PD is currently running Saturday upgrade classes. All are welcome. Please contact Peter or the secretary if you're interested. On-air test and technical nest sessions. Every Wednesday, testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Unlocking the Secrets of Toroids, Test and Measurement presentation by Trevor, VK7TB, Wednesday the 6th of August. Doors open at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. Presentation about 7:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee morning held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 7-3 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. Last Wednesday night, July 23rd, was a great show with a very special guest in Dennis Bowden. Dennis donated an historic telegraphy line relay, and he came along to tell us all about it. Dennis gave us some background in the Postmaster General's PMG department from 1963 and was involved in many things, including the replacement of the telephone system installed in 1929. Dennis did national service in signals where he learned Morse code. The relay that Dennis gave us was built into a replica of a typical telegraphy setup by Justin, VK7TW, and this would have been in post offices in the days when telegraphy was the main form of communication. Dennis took us through the typical telegraphy setup and talked about the line relay that was in the replica and let us know it was used as the backup telegraphy line between the GPO and the Hobart Exchange. We went through some historic items and information, including a wonderful story about the Strowger Exchange switches. A huge thank you to Dennis and Ron for coming in. Next was a segment on the Trans-Tasman Low-Band Contest with a wrap-up from Murray, VK7ZMS and VK7TW, who talked about the operation with Murray's AM radio station challenges, tuning and good results. There was a short segment in the potential interference on 430 to 440 MHz from US AST Bluebird satellites and some of the action from the WIA and the IARU. Justin VK7TW did a short segment on the ham clock application. Ham clock is a kiosk-style application that provides real-time space weather, radio propagation models, operating events, and other information particularly useful to the radio amateur. Ham clock was introduced in my October 2017 QST article and continues to be maintained and expanded. The Wednesday night is another special DATV next week presentation from Dr. Andrew Klekerquick and Rex Moncur, along with some other items. On Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and may bring their dinner to enjoy. There is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan developments, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel. See you there or on the stream. 73 Justin VK7TW. August Presentation Night. Antarctic Diary Recollections. August will see a very special historical presentation from Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, about his dad's Antarctic diary from the International Geophysical Year in 1957. The diary was unearthed in a box at the South Hobart Resource Tip Shop and traced back to Andrew. That's a story in itself. David Johns, VK0DJ, VK1DJ, VK7DJ, headed south to Macquarie Island in 1954 and then to Mawson in 1957 for the geophysical year, which started in July 1957 and ended in December 1958. The aim of the International Geophysical Year was for the simultaneous collection of data on a worldwide basis to take place, and David's physical role was to gather data about cosmic rays. There is some wonderful insight into the life in Antarctica in 1957, and many stories will be told. When? Wednesday, August 6th, 2025, from 7:30 p.m. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and streamed on the Reist YouTube stream. See you there or on the stream. 73 Reist Committee. August Forum Night. Favourite digital modes. Join us for an engaging Reist Forum Night on Wednesday, August 13th, where we dive into the world of digital modes, the ones you love and the reasons why. Whether you're passionate about CW, FT8, JS8 call, PSK31, Ritty, Olivia, or something more exotic, this is your chance to share your favourite and learn from others. We'll explore what makes these modes tick: efficiency, propagation performance, rag chew potential, contesting edge, or simply good old fun. Bring your experience, your stories, your curiosity for an evening of spirited discussion, demonstrations, and discovery. So fire up your radios, cue up your virtual waterfall, and join us on Wednesday, 13th August 2025, from 7:30 p.m. at the Reist Queen's Domain Club Rooms, or tune in via the live stream on the Reist YouTube channel. Let's talk digital. See you there or on the stream. 73 Reist Committee. September Presentation Night. Weather Balloon Chasing. September will be a presentation all about the sport of weather balloon chasing from Steve, VK700, with support from Anders, VK7TCP, and Stephen, VK7SH. There are hundreds of weather balloons with radio sondes launched every day around the world to help meteorologists and aviation understand what is going on in our atmosphere. These balloons are one-use devices, and the balloon eventually bursts and the radio sonde comes back to Earth on a parachute. They have a lithium battery, and we will have some examples of them at the presentation. They transmit on the 75 centimeter band and can be picked up using a modest receiver and antenna. Some amateurs have even repurposed the transmitter for amateur beacons on 70 centimeters. They are tracked through a citizen science project called Sonde Hub that Stephen, VK7SH, has been deeply involved with. There is also a historic club linkage with radio sondes with Rex Moncur, VK7MO, developing some early valve-based radio sondes back when he started with the Bureau of Meteorology. When? September 3rd, 2025, from 7:30 p.m. Where? Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and stream on the Reist YouTube streaming. See you there or on the stream. 73 Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. September Forum Night. How to get the most from your Nano VNA. Everyone's got a Nano VNA in the shack, except Rex, hi-hi. But are you really getting the most out of it? Join us for the Reist Forum Night on Wednesday, September 10th, where we'll demystify the mighty little Nano VNA. This session is all about practical usage, so bring your questions, your Nano VNA, and your curiosity. Whether you're tuning antennas, measuring filters, checking feed lines, or just trying to figure out what those squiggly lines mean, this is your chance to get hands-on. There'll be live demonstrations, open Q&A, and plenty of shared tips and tricks from fellow hams who've gone deep with their Nano VNAs. No PowerPoint, just pure practical knowledge. Kicking off at 7:30 p.m. at the Reist Queen's Domain Club Rooms and also streamed live on the Reist YouTube channel. Don't miss it. Time to unlock the full potential of that pocket-sized powerhouse. 73. Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on the 30th of August 2025. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. Next is on the 20th December 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation license training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. 73. Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast, callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WEGS Wednesday Experimenters Group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reist 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie club rooms. NTARC club room technical night session Wednesday the 23rd July from 6:30 p.m. at the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie amateur repeater group on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DXNet 144.190 USB. VK7 events. NWTARC 2nd August General Meeting Show and Tell from 1:30 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, 6th of August, Antarctic Diary Recollections, Andrew, VK7AJ, from 7:30 p.m. in the QD Club Rooms and streaming. NTARC, 6th August, Unlocking the Secrets of Toroids, Test and Measurement Presentation by Trevor, VK7TB, in Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 7:30 p.m. Reist, 13th August, Favourite Digital Modes Forum Night from 7:30 p.m. in the QD Club Rooms and streaming. August 16 and 17, the annual Remembrance Day contest. Let's keep up the VK7 tradition and give it our best shot. It starts 0300 UTC on the Saturday after 15 minutes silence. Reist, 3rd September, weather balloon chasing from 7:30 p.m. in the QD club rooms and streaming. Reist, 10th September, how to get the most from your Nano VNA forum night from 7:30 p.m. in the QD club rooms and streaming. VK7, 15th November, Maina Hamfest, Community Hall, Maina, from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, any takers. 10 metres, VK7VKT. UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC. HF-CB24, VK7SME. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and entertaining. You've been listening to VK7WI, and if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RAA in Northern VK7, and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 7-3 and good DX.